Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. The law of attraction simply states that you attract whatever you focus on. The people who buy into it believe that by simply thinking about their hopes for romantic love, they'll manifest it. While there is truth to this timeless principle, this law cannot be used as a shortcut or a quick fix. When it comes to relationships, there are hidden beliefs and patterns that can have a significant impact on your choices and behavior in intimate connections. When I understood this and I did the inner work, it became increasingly evident that there's an established order in the universe that favors those who are willing to look deeper. In this episode, I outline four things the law of attraction taught me about manifesting love and how you can use it in your own life. What the law of attraction taught me about manifesting love. To acquire love, fill yourself up with it until you become a magnet. Charles F. Hanel. The Persian mystic and poet Rumi once said that our task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. When I first read this quote in my early 20s, it didn't make any sense to me. I wondered why anyone would build barriers within themselves to prevent true love from entering their life. After all, aren't we all seeking our own version of happily ever after? I understood his words better when I came across the popular New Age philosophy, the Law of Attraction. The law simply states that you attract whatever you focus on. In the book, The Secret, a cult favorite among New Agers, the experts claim that if you think about what you want enough, you will manifest it. The people who buy into this notion believe that by simply thinking about their ideals and hopes for romantic love, they will manifest it. Skeptics dismiss it, viewing it as nothing more than a pseudoscience being sold to the naive. However, it's important to remember that the principles date back far beyond its newfound popularity. Buddha said, "What you have become is what you have thought." This sentiment was popularized in the West when William Walker Atkinson, the editor of New Thought magazine, published his book, Thought Vibration or the Law of Attraction in the Thought World, in 1906, which quickly gained acceptance among his contemporaries. Even if you don't believe that thoughts emit energy that draws in things on the same frequency, you can still benefit from examining the beliefs that dominate your subconscious mind. When it comes to relationships, there are hidden beliefs and patterns from past experiences that can have a significant impact on your choices and behavior in intimate connections. When you allow your unconsciousness to run the show, you get stuck in a never-ending cycle of unsatisfying and heartbreaking relationships. While on the surface you may want to attract a healthy partner, in real life you could be attracting the exact opposite. According to author Harville Hendricks, romantic love delivers a partner who triggers the same frustrations we have with our parents to bring our childhood wounds to the surface and heal them. For example, if you were criticized as a child growing up, you'll likely be highly sensitive to criticism from a partner. These unresolved core issues that arise from our childhood wounds, coupled with the relationship baggage we accumulate over the years, are the barriers that Rumi was referring to in his teachings. When I combine the law of attraction tools with traditional therapy to understand and heal the complicated dynamics in my upbringing, I noticed a gradual change in the trajectory of my life. I began to see pieces of the puzzle fall into place, and it became increasingly evident to me that there is an established order in the universe that works in our favor if we do the inner work. There are no shortcuts or quick fixes to finding true love. Understanding these timeless principles opens the door to relationships that uplift both you and your partner. Here are four things the law of attraction taught me about manifesting love. Number one, instead of looking for the right person, become the right person. We often create a vivid picture of the person of our dreams, hoping that they'll transform our lives or even rescue us from a dreaded reality. However, wanting someone because we're bored or lack something in our lives won't bring them into our reality. This is the type of mindset that leads to neediness and desperation. Instead, we need to ask ourselves how we can fulfill our needs to reach a place of self-sufficiency. Taking responsibility for our happiness will magnetically draw in the right person. Number two, having clarity about what you want in a partner and relationship is essential. When it comes to the law of attraction, you must name it to claim it. It also makes sense from a practical perspective. It's easier to spot the right person when you're clear about the qualities you're looking for in a partner. That clarity comes with experience, but it also comes from knowing yourself and what's important to you. Besides the physical type you're attracted to, you need to pinpoint personality traits and lifestyle preferences. Are they sporty, family-oriented, career-driven, creative, socially active? It's especially important to focus on what you want instead of what you don't, because the law of attraction draws in whatever you focus on. In addition to this mental list, think about the kind of things you would do together and the kind of future you want to share with them. Focus on what you want the relationship to look like and feel like. Number three, being open and releasing control gets you more of what you want. While having clarity about what we want is important, we have to avoid being overly attached to our preferences, especially when it comes to non-essential traits like physical characteristics. People aren't physical objects that we can limit to specific descriptions. They are multifaceted beings, and we need to appreciate each facet that makes them who they are. Letting go of expectations about when and how you'll meet the right person is important too. It's not easy to be patient and trust the process, but if we're living a full life, the urgency to meet them goes away. Number four, the partners you attract will always mirror you and your issues. Every significant partner you have will mirror your beliefs and the relationship that you have with yourself. If you find yourself drawn to connections that are full of drama, conflict, abuse, codependency, and jealousy, you can be sure that some unaddressed issues within you need to be acknowledged and healed. Own up to the baggage you bring into your relationships and commit to going inward to reach a place of wholeness. Ultimately, all relationships are meant to promote self-love and personal growth. I found that every person I've been with has taught me something about myself, good and bad. They gave me a deeper insight into the mysterious and intangible realities of emotion and vulnerability. In doing so, it took me several steps ahead in my soul evolution. It made me appreciate all the richness and beauty within the human experience. All my best on your journey, Celine.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.